Unit 3, A World of Choice. Three A, Exercise 2, page 30.
Ads aimed at you. ...2002's sci-fi blockbuster Minority Report was full of amazing special effects and action. But one scene in particular really amazed people at the time. In this scene, personalized ads greeted John, Tom Cruise's character, directly as he walked through a futuristic mall. It was a small detail that seemed unbelievable. After all, how could a video advert know your name and talk to you personally? Nowadays, however, that same idea that shocked people over 20 years ago has stepped out of science fiction and is becoming part of our daily lives. Although adverts today don't talk to us as interactive videos or scan our faces every time we enter a shop, like in the film, modern personalized ads do use similar techniques. One good example is targeted advertising. This type of advertising works by matching goods or brands to customers based on their activity online. Every time we use search engines, shop online, or use geotags that show our location, companies can gain access to a powerful tool, our online data, which includes our search history and behavior on social media. That's why we often see adverts for things that we might not expect, appearing in our news feeds, via email, or on banners on websites. Another type of advertising that is more similar to the ideas in Minority Report is called dynamic creative. Dynamic creative takes various types of media, such as images and video, to create personalized ads. In Minority Report, they show this idea by having an advert come alive and speak to Cruise. But, believe it or not, this isn't as crazy as it seems. In fact, one company has been developing special speakers that can send personalized audio messages that no one else can hear into your ears without headphones. Minority Report's mall scene is a brilliant example of how science fiction and popular culture produce new ideas that could help create social change. In this case, it's a change that consumers seem to have welcomed, as research has found that 71% of people asked actually prefer personalized ads to traditional advertising. There's no doubt that personalized ads are here to stay. The question is, was Minority Report just a clever prediction based on society, or the cause of a trend that has changed the world of marketing forever?